There is more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program American Stories. We read his first poem by Francis M. Frost. A farmer with little money or property presents his wife with gifts of poems throughout their marriage. Special English features are on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. Earlier this week, the European Union and China agreed on some important trade issues. China reached a similar agreement with the United States last week. These agreements have cleared the way for China to join the World Trade Organization. The process of admitting China is expected to begin at a WTO meeting Thursday in Geneva. 141 nations are WTO members now. These countries are responsible for more than 90% of the world's trade. The main goal of the WTO is to keep world trade flowing as smoothly and freely as possible. The World Trade Organization was established in 1995. It developed out of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT. GATT was created in 1948 after the end of World War II. It led to a series of international trade negotiations which established a world trading system. The WTO supervises and makes improvements to that system. The WTO organizes trade negotiations and settles trade disputes. It supervises trade agreements reached by member nations. It also provides developing countries with technical assistance and training programs in trade issues. And it cooperates with other international organizations. The top decision-making group of the WTO is the Ministerial Conference. It meets at least once every 2 years in different cities around the world. WTO members reach agreements by debate and compromise. WTO agreements then go to the governments of each country for approval or rejection. At first, the trade agreements among the countries dealt mainly with goods. GATT was designed to lower import taxes and remove other barriers to trade in goods. However, WTO members later agreed on trade rules for the service industry. This industry includes banks, communications companies, hotels, and transport businesses. The WTO also supervises an agreement on what is called intellectual property. That agreement provides rules to protect trade and investment in ideas and creative activities. The WTO says its agreements permit buyers and producers more choices in the materials and services that they use. The organization also says exporters can feel secure about the openness of foreign markets. The WTO says the result is a world economy that is stronger and more cooperative. However, not everyone approves of the work of the World Trade Organization. In the last few years, there have been major demonstrations at meetings of the WTO, World Bank, and other similar organizations. Some of the protests have been violent. The protesters oppose opening world markets to increased trade. They say the WTO and its allies are making industrial nations rich by keeping developing nations poor. This VOA Special English program, In the News, was written by Katie Weaver. This is Steve Emberg.